Confidence is overrated. I often get asked to help out skiers who've lost their confidence, as if it was a possession they'd mislaid or didn't own in the first place, and it's my job to help them find it again. Truth be told, no one and no thing brings confidence, as the real source isn't from someone or something. Confidence can't be taught by anyone, and in skiing, never comes from the weather, the snow, the skis, the mood you're in, other people getting the wrong side out of bed, or whatever you wish to make up. You see, confidence doesn't come from outside of us, nor our circumstances. Confidence is a consequence of having a clear mind. And really, confidence is just a description we use for having a clearer mind, just as stress, anxiety, worry are all descriptions of an unclear mind. In skiing, as in any sport, with a clear mind you're in the flow, and you perform at your best, whatever level you're at. With an unclear mind, you stiffen, struggle, overanalyze, tense up, stress, worry, get self-conscious, and it all becomes too much, and your performance goes a bit off base. Ask any athlete who's lost an event, they say things like, "My head," meaning their mind, "was all over the place," or "I had too much on my mind," or "I wasn't feeling in the best mindset," or "My mind was distracted." And ask any athlete after they've won an event what was going on, and they'll say something like, "My mind was really clear. I knew exactly what to do. I was feeling really good, confident." And as we're always feeling our thinking, and clear thinking comes from a clear mind, they performed at their best. Confidence always comes from within us, and always exists within us, and it'd be there all the time but for our overthinking, which is pretty cool, as it means we're always a thought away from it coming back. Not that it went anywhere in the first place.